Strange New Worlds and Spaced Out Tales, a sci-fi audio drama anthology podcast.
What is this?
You're about to find out, Wanderer.
The headlines this morning utterly dominated by the unprecedented events taking place high over the skies of New York City.
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition.
Even New York has never witnessed anything quite like this before.
Freeze! Nobody move!
It's not of terrestrial origin.
Season 2. Out now.
Commander, the crew, you're moving. You're climbing out of the freezer. Help me, for God's sake. Get me out of here.
This is, in fact, a holy chariot piloted by angels.
9 brand new episodes.
There's also the potential for it to be used to create terrible weapons, the likes of which the world has never seen.
Beware the beast of Uranus.
There's something here. Something trying to get out.
Strange New World and Spaced Out Tales. Subscribe now, wherever you get your podcasts.
For the best listening experience, headphones are recommended. Warning: some material presented here may be sensitive or mature for younger audiences. Depictions of violence, suggestive content, and profanity are involved. Listener discretion is advised. Previously on Project Gnosis.
I came to Seoul to look for someone. Spotted a job.
Boss? What's a golden age garnish?
Ah, you must be quite the connoisseur.
I would like to get to know you better. Mind if we find a private spot to spend some time?
My tower!
Stop that right now!
A certain client has called upon us and a bunch of other PMCs to hunt a group of dangerous agents responsible for the recent sabotage of their operation in Southeast Asia.
Anything else? Like where I'm going?
Lagos, Nigeria.
Guess I'm going to Africa. Would definitely be the chill in the air up here.
Chapter 2, The City of Lakes.
Lagos, the second largest city in Africa. It's not a place I would have expected to visit so soon after the events of Cebu. Has it only been a month since then? Sometimes I lose track of time, especially as someone who doesn't age like the living. Cebu was a game changer. Apparently, the higher-ups are warning us that retaliation will be inevitable. I guess Riss joining us was a smart decision after all. I heard Aegon is interested in him for some reason. Hopefully, it's a good one. According to them, they will let us tell him more about the organization once he arrives to one of our outposts in Lagos. And with Aegon's help, he had no problem with processing customs and proper inoculation before leaving the airport. Finn's getting along with Riz well too. It seems they have a lot to say about liquor. I probably could talk about times I was drinking when I was alive, but I have forgotten the taste and the feeling of intoxication.
Honestly, I don't think that liquor is all it's cracked up to be.
So, are you saying you tried Lambanog?
Yeah, and Lambanog reminds me of sake and schnapps, but I don't see the appeal.
Because it's distilled from coconut palm oil?
Come back to me when you give me something that can surpass whiskey or brandy. Otherwise, I'm just writing it off as coconut vodka.
You know what?
Hey, guys. I was wondering who is going to pick us up to get to the Aegon base.
If it was close, I would teleport us no problem. But I doubt it is, and I have to actually visualize the location of my target, or else I would end up being stuck in a wall.
Ooh, that sounds scary. Glad I don't have that problem.
Which is why I'm not that reckless. But I have something with me.
I was going to call Aegon to pick us up, but show us what you got.
Follow me. We need to be somewhere discreet.
Riz leads us to a remote corner of the airport.
That's a mighty weird-looking box you got there. How did you get it past customs?
Remember, I bend a lot of rules back home. I do pick up a lot of smuggling tricks when I get around the homeland.
Is that Maria? It looks like...
a Matchbox toy? I used to collect toy cars when I was younger. Remember Hot Wheels? That was the shit. I even had those racetracks. Of course, some people wonder why I, as a young adult, collect Matchbox cars.
What's the vial of liquid for?
Just need to spill a drop. Step back, and...
within a few seconds, the jeepney enlarges into life size. It's the same Maria.
Tito let me bring Maria with me. He made some modifications while we were still preparing to leave. He even gave me a box to sustain her mass so I can actually carry her. He told me I might need her more than he does.
That is amazing. But don't you think people will be caught off guard if a jeepney like this is being driven around in Lagos? I mean, it's not exactly... with Riz's finger snap, the jeepney morphs into a standard bus of Lagos State, with its color being a dirty yellow with some scratches indicating rust. A Danfo bus.
Shite! I know you are a shapeshifter and all, but I didn't know your vehicles can shift too.
Tito fusses the art of his engineering with his polymorphism. Very few can master this. Anyways, let's go.
I just nod my head because... always expect the unexpected, it seems.
Set the GPS and I can take us to the base in no time. This place is more crowded than Cebu, even when Sinulog was going on.
Second largest city in Africa. Only Kinshasa in the Congo is larger.
Poverty is worse too. More slums, even in the canals. Vendors are selling their wares on the train tracks. How does anything get done here?
We are in the islands area. Ironically, years ago, the islands were the better part of Lagos. But flooding upended everything in the mid-20s. Now, it's the mainland that's better off.
What about the construction to our left?
They are trying to relieve this area by building more skyscrapers and terraces here. At least that's what I know. They are even expanding the railway bridge system.
And how long have they been building all of this?
It's been 10 years.
Definitely not Pinnacle's handiwork. They altered half of Manila within a span of a year, all thanks to nanotech construction. They even have this tall, ugly-ass eyesore of a tower in the middle of the city.
Corruption is still a big problem here, but the people are trying.
Anyone want to hear some tunes?
Go ahead.
This is 95.1 Wazobia FM Lagos with your announcer, Yakubu. Playing some tunes to kick your day off. Enjoy!
It is very humbling being out here. I see young adults working on the streets, doing their best to survive. There are also children playing on the streets. One waves at me as we pass by.
These Afrobeats. Maybe OPM needs to take some notes from here. Let's see if there's anything else.
Current developments in Nigeria have reached a crisis point due to severe inflation plaguing the country. Yeah. Despite investments from construction
like
projects,
I need more reasons to
Europe,
think society is terrible.
Unemployment has increased 5% and crime is at an all-time high. The administration under President Jacob Zabu has reached an agreement with the British Parliament for increased intervention to fight off dangerous terrorist groups.
I wonder if they are as bad as the types we had in Mindanao.
Now, Trevian for details.
I am in Abuja right now, where the Zabu administration has reached a deal with the British to send special forces to aid the Nigerian military.
The military back home is being phased out for that goddamn Legazpi defense
system. Assassinations of key figures of government. I am joined by a representative from the legislature to hear the details.
I am telling you, ever since the British company Albion Hematica discovered a new resource in Nigeria, they have been swarming into our affairs like locusts.
Please shut that off. I really don't want to hear about those fucking bastards.
You mean the British?
Tea English. Sods. A lot of them. There are no people on this planet more abominable compared to them.
I know you mentioned it before, and I understand where you're coming from, but I still think that your opinion is a little bit harsh.
Other people throughout the world can be barbarians and thugs, but at least they are more upfront about where they stand with you. But the English, no. They are snakes that think themselves dragons. All grand and civilized, they say. Fuck, even the former are less depraved than those fetchers.
Damn, I didn't think you was the kind with an axe to grind.
It's only the English, to be honest, and to a lesser extent those Anglos from the States. Don't let Miss Sour Mood with Janks the moment.
Regardless of the issues, Lagos is still a prosperous place. It's also colorful. The clothing that some of the people wear, it's beautiful. I might have to think of expanding my wardrobe. I don't have much. I only have one usable hoodie and one pair of sweatpants, as well as a few shirts in my backpack. High-risk missions don't allow for me to have a lot of reusable clothes.
The GPS is telling us we are getting close. And this place looks abandoned. Near the outskirts, actually.
He's right. Nothing remains here but closed-down shops and shanties with only stray animals roaming around.
So I remember we have a point of contact before we enter the Aegon base?
Yeah, and he's Nigerian as well. We see an unassuming man in his late 20s who had short Afro-style hair, wearing a worn-out dress shirt with shorts. There's a sense of style, basically.
Just back up here. I'll go open the garage. Just it go there by the storefront.
Hope it's not a trap.
It's fine. I've been here before.
An elevator, huh?
You can call me Abe, but Bamilak is a bit of a mouthful.
I don't think you know our names. Riz is a new member of our organization. The higher-ups will be officiating his role here.
So, Riz, you're from the Philippines, yeah? Heard you guys are going through a lot nowadays. Monsters, gangsters, nefarious corporations. You will find out eventually, yeah, that it's a standard fare in these days in our line of work.
I am aware. What's your role in Aegon?
I'm not an Aegon operative. Just an informant and agent for the Nigerian government.
So we are working together?
Abuja might have closed the deal with the British, but that was only to buy time to make sure that we can monitor the activities going along the Delta. Most people assume that the Albion Hermetica is just in the oil and gas sector, but in Trulia, they also deal with alternative energy.
Like wind? Solar?
You need to think bigger.
Hydro? Nuclear?
Souls. And this operation is big. MI0 is involved.
Traffic is thick this afternoon, and driving these congested streets is awful. I keep forgetting traffic is terrible everywhere, no matter where you travel. Maybe switch lanes. Like, dude, I was giving a signal, fuck you too. I might be better off going to the shoulder of the lane. Okay, cool. Zed's delivering with the needed details. Let's see. Go to the other side of the city. Great. Just my luck. What else does the message say? Take 3 golden hair strands from a werehorse's mane and set a special talisman given to you on the undead girl's face. There has to be a catch to this. Always this simple. People in AG already think I'm smooth-brained as is, and I would like to prove them wrong. Wait. Those motorists. They're going on the shoulder too. Come on, I just got here. Oh, an alleyway coming up. Maybe I can lose them there. Taking a quick glance, I see they're all concealed with head wraps. About 11 of them. Yeah, I need an open area, especially if they're armed. Never mind on you. Now for the fun. A quick turnaround to get off the bike. Now I have an opening to charge the front biker, and... I love suplexing vehicles. Didn't see that coming. Flight over fight. Smart move. One of their own is still on the ground groaning. Some answers are needed. I'm only gonna ask this once, so make it count. Who sent you and why? Look, I know you guys have a bunch of languages, but definitely isn't one of them. So... Oh, crap. A dart. The man just went limp. Who's around here? Wait. Someone on the roof. The figure looks like a woman. The most notable thing about her is she has a hyena head over her head wrap. She goes out of sight. I heard among the bounty hunter community that there is a particular woman wearing a severed head of a werehyena. Heard she's a vigilante here in this part of Africa who isn't keen about foreign hunters doing things on her turf. She might be a problem, and I know I will have competition soon with the other hunters as well. A battle royale combo with a hunt would be a fun thing for me. When I was younger, that is. But now... just wish getting my next paycheck would have been much simpler.
The Aegon outpost is simple in setup. Some computers in one room, file cabinets in another, an armory for weapons, living quarters for sleep, and a command room. Minimalism is something that Aegon prefers for places of operations. And Surprisingly, Yasmin is here with one of her AI companions. They usually are seen in an android body, like the ones you see in robotic conventions or sci-fi movies more into realism.
That can't be right.
It's accurate. The numbers add up. You just can't read statistics.
I mean, I did cheat on everything about that subject throughout the whole class back in college.
You told me everyone cheated in that class, but considering the teacher you had, I would too. Even though I don't need to, interesting that I feel your spite for him.
I made your personality matrix. Of course, some of me will leak through. Maybe I am doing too good of a job.
Wait, that voice is familiar. That bitch from the radio?
Yeah. I got relocated from Egypt to come down here. Oh, and Bojack is here.
I still don't know what the hell that means.
A horse dude with an attitude and a heavy dose of depression. If Netflix still existed, you'd know what I'm talking about.
The fuck?
Yes, Riz. Focus. Abe is trying to clear up the details of where we're directed to next.
I mean, there's not much to say. The British are trying to harvest a new resource, not just in Nigeria, but also in their former colonies.
Probably their shadow government is making moves.
Is that what you refer to as the deep state?
I mean, I told you before. Of course, say deep state out loud and people will start crowning you with a tinfoil hat, asking you if the earth is flat or if the moon landing was fake. That's the sad reality we live in. Too much BS being peddled out there, obscuring facts.
I have no idea what you are talking about.
Which is why you need to investigate their operations in the British Embassy here in Lagos.
What she's trying to say here is that the MI0 is making moves here, and with all the disinformation online, they're able to get things together, done in a fog of war that they have made.
Massacres have been emerging throughout Nigeria. Aegon has been working with the feds in Abuja to keep this secret by hiding the remains. But the locals think witchcraft is involved because of the disappearances of whole villages.
Why? Yes turns on the computer showing disturbing photos of golden statues. Their expressions bear only agony and suffering. Finn's expression looks very grave. I don't see it often, but he puts me on edge when he gets intense. And if you can make an undead like me nervous, then you must be really intimidating.
What the?
Are those statues people?
Unfortunately, yes. And tensions are high, as other crazy shit is happening all over Nigeria. The Hausa have to deal with the carcasses of their people all over their roads. The Yoruba have many people disappearing by the coast and are found drowned. These regions are blaming each other for the atrocities.
I'm evil myself, so you can understand that this... Well, what can you say about this shit?
Can we just leak this info out?
We can't. Some of this is definitely supernatural. We don't need to throw the public in a panic right now.
Avi, tell them more of the details.
You know, the English are planning this soul attraction project, but infiltrate their embassy and find any evidence revealing if they are involved with the other incidents.
What about telling Riz more about Aegon? You said we can only disclose it here.
Finish the op, and then we can talk more about the Riz's officiation. This can't wait.
In the meantime, I'll call up my old friend. He's definitely going to be helpful in interpreting all the information that we get from the embassy.
As the meeting concludes, Finn walks up to me and puts his hand on my shoulder.
Boss, we need to be really careful this time.
It's that serious?
I know this foe.
Who are they, Finn?
Midas Company. A group I'd hoped I'd never see again.
Why?
When you meet them, you'll know. Just promise me, lass, no recklessness.
Yes, Finn. He makes a half-hearted smile and walks away. Abe and Riz approach me.
Everything okay?
I thought he was easygoing, but... man. Ever since the English were mentioned, he goes all serious.
They are the reason he can't return to Ireland.
Oh, how?
It's a soft spot for him. I promised him to not talk about it. Come on, let's get ready. As we all split up, I look through the monitor and I notice something peculiar. One of the pictures has someone in the background. It looks like a man with a walking stick. I feel some kind of pull to the image, almost like it's moving. I shake my head to clear my mind, but I see the figure is no longer in the picture. Strange. A portent to come? I walk away and get myself ready to go to the embassy.
Project Gnosis is an MQ Media production, written and produced by Matthew Curran. Sound design, music production, and mixing by SpiceMT. If you want to know more about Project Gnosis, check out more episodes on various podcasting platforms. You can also follow us on places like TikTok or Twitter for more updates. If you want to be a supporter, we have our website where you can join and have access to all sorts of content, such as behind the scenes. If you have any inquiries, message us at projectgnosisthestory@gmail.com. This is Project Gnosis. More to come soon.